USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mexico's government is in talk with Peru's former president, Pedro Castillo, to grant asylum to the impeached leader who now faces criminal charges. Castillo met with Mexico's ambassador to Peru while in detention in Lima Thursday and stated he was at grave risk in the Peruvian capital. As government overspending has taken our nation's financial health in a downward spiral, President Biden announced a $36 billion, with a B, dollar bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union Pension Plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. The president said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need congressional approval. President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world. The merchant of death is now able to jump back into his role. And again, Biden has left a Marine behind. For 4 years, Paul Whelan wakes up in his Russian prison cell and sings our national anthem despite his captors, according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. The Center for Disease Control is touting the success of the monkeypox vaccine. Ellie Andrews reports from Los Angeles.
A new report from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention shows how infectious monkeypox can be and how important vaccination was in reducing the outbreak over the summer. The outbreak, which has significantly decreased in recent weeks, has primarily been concentrated among gay, bisexual, and other men who are intimate with other men, although the CDC has noted that anyone, regardless of sexual orientation, can contact the virus.
A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
The chaos and crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has become destructive to the men and women working to ensure America's safety. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Customs and Border Protection has seen 14 of their agents die by suicide this year, the most in over a decade. Texas Republican State Senator Brian Hughes tells Fox that the Biden administration needs to react.
It's tragic. This should not be a Republican or Democratic issue. This is an American issue. This is about human suffering and death.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. The second release of Elon Musk's Twitter files dropped Thursday night and reveals how un-American the social media giant was, secretly blacklisting Republican tweets and users. Independent journalist Barry Weiss detailed in a series of posts how Twitter used so-called shadow banning to limit the visibility of tweets coming from users not aligned with Twitter employees' political views. The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.